The first time we went to Norway this last year, first 3 days, man, I stirred up a hornet's nest in Norway. They ain't never heard the kind of teaching I teach. And I even had some of them tell the man who owns the station, this guy is the worst guy you've ever brought over here. I mean, he's terrible. I mean, he's telling us that sin does all these things to us. We've never heard anything like this. And it's amazing. And then after about day three, God started showing up. When people started repenting, he started healing people. They started getting healed, calling in. People got healed right there in the studios, all kinds of things. People started calling their neighbors and repenting for sin, asking for forgiveness. After 2 weeks, the guy told me when he was taking us to the airplane, he said, okay, Thurman, when can y'all come back? I said, well, this is the end of the fall, so I said, I don't like cold weather, so how about next May or June? He said, how about October? I said, what? You want me to come back in a month? He said, yes. He said, what you've started, you got to finish. I said, oh, okay, so we will come back. And of course, so we went back and stayed another 2 weeks. I mean, we preached every day and prayed for people every day, and of course, we still get lots of calls and phone calls and emails and everything else from Norway. You know, people, we really stirred them up over there. But God doing something. I mean, his word, does his word ever fail? No. And so when you go and preach his word, guess who shows up? The King, Jesus does. And he saves people, heals people. And of course, the last time when we were back, I got tickled at Jan, the owner of the station. He told on the air about some of these pastors that had called in and said, this man's the worst teacher that I've ever had. But he said, they said he's teaching a false gospel. But he said, I've never had so many people saved. We get people saved every night. He said, I've never had so many people healed. He said, these people they're calling each other and repenting of their sins, getting all their unforgiveness taken care of. And said, God is moving and great things are happening. He said, now, if this man's preaching a false doctrine, I need more false doctrine. It's bringing forth great results. Now, false doctrine don't bring forth salvations and healings and miracles, does it? No. Only the truth brings those things about. And so we were so grateful that the Lord sent us over there to do that. So grateful. Now, verse 7 and 8. So we have been greatly comforted, dear brothers and sisters, in all of our own crushing troubles and suffering because you have remained strong in your faith. You mean Paul and his group, they had troubles too? If Paul had troubles, guess what? You may have some too. It gives us new life knowing you remain strong in the Lord. Now, we know we're going to remain strong in the Lord, don't we? You know, it doesn't make any difference what happens to us. We're going to remain strong. Verse 9 and 10. How we thank God for you, because of you we have great joy in the presence of God. Night and day we pray earnestly for you. Now then, if they prayed night and day, we should be praying night and day. In other words, this morning I have a man that's really on my heart that's got a problem, and I have prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed for this man. I want to see this man raised up in a mighty miracle in his life. But that's how we get it done. We pray earnestly, asking God to let us see you again to fill up anything that may still be missing in your faith. Well, if there's anything that all of us need, we need our cup full of faith, don't we? I mean, Jesus said if we just had a mustard seed size piece of that stuff, we could move mountains. Now, if we had a cup full of that stuff, Tom, what could we do? That's it, anything. And that's what we need to do. We need to be talking to each other, telling each other what we can do and who we are in Jesus Christ. We just don't do enough of that. Verse 11 and 12. May God himself, our Father and our Lord Jesus, make it possible for us to come to you very soon. And may the Lord make your love grow and overflow to each other and to everyone else, just as our love overflows toward you. Now, this is the whole secret of the whole thing, this love thing. This is, have y'all noticed how easy it is to walk in love all the time? Oh, some of y'all laugh like you, that maybe it wasn't so easy all the time, huh?
I think it is.
For those of us, the better grounded you are in the word, the easier it is, Joseph. Ain't no two ways about it. If you're not really, really strongly grounded in the word, hey, the tempter can come by and he can knock your legs right out from under you and get you in a place where you don't want to be. Oh, And that's what he does to young people. I mean, young people don't know the Word of God. They don't know the power of the Word. They don't know the promises of God. They have nothing to base their faith on. And so when the enemy comes by, he can just clip those feet right out from under you. I mean, it's so easy to deceive a young person. Of course, the Lord clearly told us as young people, do not put young people in positions of power in the church. Because if you do, they may become proud. And if they do, then they're going to fall. So you don't want young people, that you want to teach the young people. I got tickled. I was talking to a woman down in front of the bank this last week. And she was, I guess I would classify her now as an older woman. I don't know how old she is. I'd say, I'm just guessing, 50. Maybe I'm wrong. But I'd say approximately 50. But she said one of the church the other day, some of the other women were telling her that the older women ought to teach the younger women how to cook. And so she went home, told her husband, you know, she said, I think some of these old women ought to teach the younger women how to cook. And she said, my husband said, well, I think they were talking about you. You know, you're a good cook. She said, well, I don't see myself as old. Well, at 50, who does?
Mature.
But you're mature, that's right. But at 50, a woman that's raised a family and got grandchildren, by this time she ought to be a cook, right? She ought to be well-founded in it, and I think that's what that other woman's trying to tell her. She's supposed to teach the younger women how to cook. Because when a young woman and a young man get married, they can only live on love for 2 or 3 days. You know, after that, they got to have something to eat. And then he says, honey, fix us something to eat. And she says, I don't know how to fix anything to eat. What? What have I done here? Now, if mama didn't teach him how to cook, then they're in trouble, aren't they? So guess what they're going to do? They're going to go down to the restaurant and eat. And guess what happens? It ain't long they're going to be out of money. Because two people can eat in a restaurant. Wow. You talk about costing you some money. You know, I mean, today, if somebody says, I'm having trouble meeting my budget, I say, do you eat out often? Well, not very much. I said, I want you to take a notepad. Every time you stop for a hamburger or go to a restaurant or anything, I want you to write it down. And I want you to see how much money you spend for eating out at the end of a week. And you know what? The average person could have bought groceries for a month for what they spend 1 week eating out. You know, you can't hardly stop and eat anything for less than $8 or $10 for one person. You know that? You really got to be watching the restaurant. Of course, now, when we were in Norway, do you know that when Jan would take Cheryl and I to a normal place for lunch, just normal, at lunchtime, do you know he could hardly ever get out for less than 100 American dollars for 3 people? Do you want to go to Norway? It's expensive. I mean, you know, when you stop by a hot dog stand on the sidewalk and you eat a hot dog standing up, and for 3 of you, it costs $40. You don't want to go there, do you? Isn't it awful? It's awful. See? Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can still, I mean, food and things in America so far are still very, very inexpensive compared to some places in the world. But of course, over there in Norway too, you know, you can pay $10 for a gallon of gas. Real easy, you know, but yet, you know, I mean, would you like to pull your Suburban in there and pull it up at 30 gallons at $10 a gallon? $300? I mean, hey, you know, there's some places in the world it's very expensive. Of course, you know, they make a lot more money than we do over here too, but it's very expensive. But it says, make it possible for the Lord to come to us very soon, and may the Lord make your love grow and overflow to each other and to everyone else, just as our love overflows toward you. That's the one thing we've all got to work on, is that love. Verse 13. As a result, Christ will make your heart strong, blameless, and holy. Now, who's going to do this? The Lord is. He's going to do this if we'll do what He says, walk in that love. And blameless and holy, when you stand before God our Father on that day when our Lord Jesus comes with all those who belong to Him. Who's He coming with? All those that belong to Him. Who is that? The believers. Absolutely right. Okay, chapter 2. Chapter 4. Finally, dear brothers and sisters, we urge you in the name of the Lord Jesus to live a way that pleases God. as we have taught you. You are doing this already, and we encourage you to do so more and more. Now then, in Paul's teaching, I don't think you can go through a single book that he wrote that he doesn't tell us, he doesn't expound to us to live holy. I mean, I don't understand how people, well, they must not read the Bible if they just live like they want to, because you can't miss it. He says, "For you remember what we taught you in the name of the Lord Jesus." Well, let's see what he taught us in verse 3 and 4. God wants you to be holy, so you should keep clear of all sexual sin. I had one time, somebody wrote me an email one time and said, "Thurman, all you talk about in church is sex." I said, "Well, it's in the Word of God. I can't hardly read it nowhere without running up on sexual sin." Is that right, Joseph? The Bible is complete. Wonder why God put that in there so much, Scott. I reckon he knew how weak we were when it comes to sensual things. Sure he does. He knows how we are, and he knows what we do. And we do not realize what happens when we don't do what he says. But he says, God wants you to be holy, so you should keep clear of how many sexual sin?
All of them.
Then each of you will control your body and live in holiness and honor. Then in verse 5 and 6, let's see what he says there. Not in lustful passions as the pagans do in their ignorance of God and his ways. Never cheat a Christian brother in this manner by taking his wife. For the Lord avenges all such sins as we have solemnly warned you before. Now then, if a man or a Christian or a person in church gets involved in some kind of sexual sin, how many of those is God going to avenge? How many? So here's a man, and he's 40 years old, and he wants to sow his wild oats. He's already got a wife and children, and he goes out and runs around with another woman and has sex with another woman thinking nobody will ever know. But he gets found out. Somewhere along the line, he gets found out. It may be 5 years or 10 years, but he gets found out. He's never repented. His family just are heartbroken, especially if he's got daughters, or but sons usually, but especially daughters. "Daddy, what do you mean running around on mama?"
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, "God Exposes Our Secret Sins," in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.